Just in case this morning wasn't already full enough, I'm here to try and offer some ways to make sense of it all. But don't worry, I will keep this short and I pray sweet. Because today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. But also, November 2nd in our calendar is the Feast of All Souls. All souls meaning all who have died in the faith of Christ. Though, as a clergy team, we decided to focus on All Saints because in many ways these can be understood as the same feast. Because when we talk about saints in the Christian church, there are three possible meanings. There is saint as we tend to use it when we're talking about St. Michael or St. Francis, the great luminaries of our faith, those exemplars who show us the way, the heavy hitters, as it were, of Christendom. And then there is the second meaning of saint, which is those who have died in the faith, all of those who for two millennia now have gone before in the faith of Christ. And then there is the third meaning. And this is the meaning that was most common in the early church, when the word saint meant just believer, meant anyone who was a part of the Christian church. So in this way, all of us gathered here together today is one of the saints. And so, mindful of those three possible meanings of saint, how do we make sense of today? What are we celebrating when we talk about All Saints? And in good Christian fashion, we don't have to make a decision, that we mean all three. When we talk about the saints, yes, we mean the heavy hitters. We mean the big saints. But we also mean, I don't want to say the small saints, but the small saints and everyone in between, those people who in your life helped form you, helped make you the person and the Christian that you are today. For me, I think of my grandmother. And my grandmother was a difficult woman. But there were also two facts about her that were well known, that she loved America and that she loved Jesus, that she was Roman Catholic like no other. One small example, that when my mother was in high school, my grandmother started painting their garage, and she painted it big. And she wrote on that garage, "Jesus loves you." Of course, my mother in high school and the rest of her siblings were mortified. Can you imagine? You're the house of that lady that paints "Jesus loves her" on her garage. And then a personal memory for me, that when my brother and I were very little, when she was still alive, every time that we visited Baba, we called her Baba, she was Slovakian, every time we visited Baba, at the end of that visit, she would gather Nick and I up one by one. She would hold us like this. At the 7:45, I was holding the program. But you'll have to trust, this is a child. She would hold us in front of her and say, "Someday you're going to be a great leader." Again, that's "someday you're going to be a great leader." And that was how she would end every single visit. That moment, one-on-one, "you're going to be a great leader." Now, there are two ways to interpret this. One way is, what an extraordinary way to instill confidence in a child, telling them again and again that they have the potential to be a great leader. I will confess, as a small child, that is not how I experienced this moment. As a small child, I was like, geez, what kind of pressure to put on a kid? Both of these things can be true, just like we celebrate all the saints today. And I would like to think that Bubba, having passed into glory decades ago now, can appreciate the fact that, at least in some ways, I have grown into that great leader. I continue to grow into that great leader. So yes, when we talk about the saints, we mean all of the saints of our sacerdotal calendar, all of the saints who have feast throughout our Christian year. But when you think of the saints, I hope you won't just think of them. Not that they aren't vitally important to our faith, but who are the saints that made you? Who are the loved ones, whether they have passed into glory or not, who formed you in the faith, who have helped make you who you are, whose blessing you carry with you today? And then, having thought of the capital S saints and the small s saints, I hope you will end by remembering that you are called to be a saint. I would say no pressure, but there's a little pressure in it. You are called to be a great leader. I hope that fills you with confidence and not anxiety. You are called to form others in the faith, to help others become who they are meant to be, not just Severa, but whoever in your life, known or unknown, you touch in that way. You help through love, through example, through all that it means to be a saint, in all of the ways that we can, to live into the faith, to join the household of God. Amen.